Listening Library presents We Are the Ashes, We Are the Fire by Joy McCullough. Read for you by Frankie Corzo. For Jennifer, my sister. Boys. I'm about to tell you a secret. You'd like that, right? Secrets are your favorite currency. Power. So come close. Listen carefully. My body is not for you, for your distraction, your consumption, your possession. I know you've been told every second of your life you're the center. I'd tell you I'm sorry, but that would be another lie. If only you hadn't skipped English lit the day we learned the center cannot hold. You think you'll hold forever. All the power, all the girls, whatever body parts you want to grab. You'd make a joke of the blood-dimmed tide if you ever listened to Ms. Gregory. But joke's on you, because just maybe that blood flows from all the girls you seek to possess, but one day will be loosed and you'll be drowned. A poem wouldn't change anything. Not even if I scrawled it on the walls of the boys' locker room at Fremont Middle School instead of into my notebook while huddled in the back of the auditorium, choking on the fumes of Connor Olson's vile body spray, which would probably never wash out of my favorite hoodie. Writing a poem was just something to do while the boys learned the fight choreography, the whole reason they'd signed up for the play, the chance to swing big swords. You'd think they'd have paid attention to the fight director, considering. You'd be wrong. I had to stay until the ending.